Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Office Evolution Radio, and we're having a great time here.
Hey, man, we're hitting our stride. We've already had a couple of great episodes. This is a marvelous facility. We're broadcasting live from Office Evolution at Alpharetta Avalon, and the team here is just marvelous. We got here early this morning. I got here before you did and actually hit the Waffle House up the road a little bit. But when we got in here, I mean, Chris just rolled out the red carpet for us. This is a marvelous facility. If you haven't had a chance to visit Office Evolution, make a point of doing it. Don't do radio, though. That's our gig.
Exactly. Right? Stay in your lane.
And a little bit later in this episode, we're actually going to visit with Andy, who is with Office Evolution. But first up on this episode of Office Evolution Radio, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Vice President with Cressa, Danny. And we're going to call him Danny because I didn't ask him how to pronounce his last name before we went on air. Danny, how do you pronounce your last name?
Vandermeten.
How would you like us to pronounce it during the show? Same way?
You could stick to Danny.
Danny, welcome to the show, man.
Good to be here. Thank you guys for having me. And thank you, Mr. Andy, for inviting me to this episode.
Well, Danny, can you tell us a little bit about Cressa? How do you serve folks?
So at Cressa, largely what we do is we provide commercial real estate services to users and occupiers of real estate. And that could be a company that's trying to lease space in a building, or a company trying to purchase a building, a company trying to relocate from their building or expand in their building, or simply even renew their lease.
And there's different types of commercial realtors. You guys are doing a little different, right?
Correct. So we focus largely on the industrial and commercial real estate market. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, depending on the type of customer or client that we're working with, we need to dabble into retail, but that's very seldom. And largely, we stick to what we're great at, and that is office and industrial.
And then you attack this from the tenant side.
Exactly. And thank you for asking that, because that's a very big difference of what we do.
I was trying to help you out there.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You weren't helping me back.
It's like you guys are
professionals.
Trying
to make it work.
What we do, and really what makes Cressa special, is that we are strictly a tenant representation firm. We work and compete with a lot of full-service companies that you know dear and well, and that I work with regularly, because what they do is they represent tenants like us, but what they also do is they list buildings on behalf of institutional owners. And what they'll do for those owners is they'll market availabilities, and they'll market the space with the idea in mind that their client is the owner. The needs and the focus of what they're serving is to the owner. And we're everything different from that. We started as a company about 20 years ago, and we came from a lot of real estate director and facility guys who said, you know what, we need a company out there that we can depend on that just serves the needs of companies who look at the office lease or the industrial lease or their space as the cost of doing business, as a justifiable need, but aren't necessarily trying to make money from it. And so our entire platform of services is all geared towards the tenant, what a company needs and what a company requires.
And then by being kind of building agnostic, you're kind of able to advocate for the tenant more?
Absolutely. We are building agnostic. It's as if you've heard that term before, but yes, very much so. And in doing that, we can be impartial, and we're not married to any particular asset. We're really focused on the needs of a company and what they require. And that's an enormous differentiator, because in the market, what you'll find is a lot of our competitors, they're great companies, and the individuals who represent tenants of these firms are great people, but inherently, they serve a company that is largely a landlord representative.
Right, and they might get bonused or incented to sell in that building.
Potentially. Those firms, God bless them, you know, they say that there are Chinese walls in between those departments, but because 80% of what they earn largely comes from owners and servicing owners, that is the pendulum that swings heaviest.
Right.
And there are a lot of good stories to tell to that point, but I think you understand that really we never encounter any conflict of interest in any opportunity or in any project that we undertake for a company.
All right, so how do you get in the tenant rep business? Everybody else playing Cowboys and Indians when you're like 8, 10 years old, and you said, I'm going to be the tenant rep.
Yeah.
How did you get into this line of work?
I was riding in the back of a pickup truck with a friend in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, about 8 years ago, and I fell off of it, and I woke up, and I said, this is for me. That's what I want to do. I said, get into tenant rep. No. So before I got into doing this, I had started a healthcare company with a number of investors and helped to grow it, and then we eventually put together a deal to sell it. And in putting together that deal, we had an enormous amount of real estate that we had to offload to the new buyer. And selling the business itself, the pieces and the components, and you know the people part of it, as well as the operations, was relatively easy, surprisingly easy from somebody who had never sold a company before. But the real estate was the most contentious piece. And I spent so much time focusing on how to represent my company into this sale and putting together that lease. And when it was all said and done, I said, there is a tremendous amount of work pulling market comparables, just evaluating financially and analyzing what the transaction looked like if it was under these set of terms or if it was under a different set of premises. And I spent way more time than what I'd be able to do right now on it, but it was a very good learning process. And in hindsight, the smart move would have been to have just hired a guy like me. But fortunately, I embraced the opportunity, learned a lot from it, and said, let's go riding on the back of that pickup truck.
So now that you've been doing it a while, what's your favorite part?
Favorite part is client service and staying in touch with people like Andy and the companies that I'm able to help. It's one of those things where having run a business before I got into this, I know decision makers and companies don't rise and fall every day thinking about the real estate, but it's important. And depending on what kind of a company you are, it can be a very critical decision. And so what I love doing is working with owners and those decision makers because they're extremely intelligent and gifted, smart people. And it's always interesting to pick their brains. But more than anything, I love the transaction from beginning to end and every component of it, because I know at the end it's taking a lot of work off of somebody's hands, doing a good job and making them look smart is my MO.
So now when you're working with say I have space somewhere and it's time for me to renew and I'm planning on renewing, is there any reason to engage you guys or should I just sign the lease that I have in front of me?
So in that situation, I mean, the best answer would say, all right, what?
Well, I know what you're going to say, call Cressa.
Sure. Well, absolutely. But
is there really a compelling reason to call Cressa? Like, are you going to just say, sign the lease and then get your whatever commission is?
Well, certainly not. That is not what I do. But to really answer that, I'd say, well, put yourself in the owner's, you know, point of view. I mean, if they've got a company like Office Evolution that's been in their building for 8 years or so, and they're coming up on a lease expiration.
And how long are leases typically in that? They can be, what, 5 year, 3 year?
Typically 3, 5, 7, 10 years and beyond. But in this market, because landlords are seeing occupancies at levels and sustaining at levels that have not been seen in a very long time, it's not uncommon to encounter the barrier of the 5 year. 3 year can be done, and it gets done all the time. But you'll see a fair amount of office leases not being possible unless a tenant's willing to commit to 5 years. Mm-hmm. Not to say that anything can't be done to wiggle out of that, but that's
so it's 5 years. So he's like, I'm like, okay, that's what I paid. They'll say, okay, pay what, a little bit more because it's more competitive now? Like, what typically happens on a renewal for an internal client like that?
So an internal client like that, your landlord's going to try, and we all would too, to remove the component of an agent like me. And that's not always the case. But if I'm a true capitalist, like I am, like we all are, I'm sure, at this table, I say, look, I know you've been here for a long time. Let's just do this ourselves. Because what I know is that if I can deal directly with you, you're not really looking. And that backs up to the point of, if I'm a landlord, what's going to compel me to make the best deal?
Well, right, because it's like easier for me. I don't want to move. That's a hassle. I got to change everything. There's a hassle cost.
Sure. Yeah, and there's a business interruption component that gets into it. And landlords know that. And it's the toughest person to negotiate with because they know
the inertia of staying is real.
They know that, yeah, that the reality of you wanting to stay is very much real, but they can also slip anything under your door at the 11th hour because you're there. But really what I try to say is if I'm the landlord, I'm only going to give you the best deal if I think that you're actually going to leave. And if you're working directly with me, I know you're not truly engaging the market, because I know that somebody like a Danny, or replace me with any counterpart at any other firm, spends his day and his hours doing deals, keeping his ear to the market, staying in touch with what's taking place. And there's a very real possibility that somebody like me can procure and locate and find an option that truly is appealing. And if the reality is that you want to stay, that's great. That's an excellent private agenda. But if your landlord knows that, there goes leverage.
So you lose some leverage.
Exactly.
So like, okay, say I have this 5-year lease and it's time, at some point I'm going to have to either move or stay. What point do I talk to you? Like 4 years in, a week before the lease ends? Like what's the right time frame?
Certainly not the latter. I'm going to go ahead and call your bluff. And a week out, you're probably not heading anywhere.
Okay, but what's a good sweet spot where that person's a little nervous?
I'm not doing my job if I'm not getting in front of clients or prospects at least a year out from when the lease is up. Because when you back into it, you know, when you say it takes 6 to 8 weeks for construction, it could take a month to pull a permit. Before that, you could take another month and a half just to design the thing. And then before that, you had to have negotiated a lease. Before that, you had to have agreed on business terms. You're easily looking at 6 to 9 months. So a year out allows for us to front load the entire transaction with a plan, which is 80% of our value. Is on the front end is examining how much space do you need. You've had 10,000 square feet for the last.
But when do I tell my existing landlord that, hey, I'm doing all these plans?
You don't. He does. Is that true?
Stone, you got it. Well, yeah, but you could also go to your landlord and say, hey, I'm working with Danny. And depending on what market you're in and what building you're in, there's a good chance that they know of me. They know of Acresa, and they know what we do. And you know, I've seen it done different ways. You know, sometimes they may try and talk you off of the ledge, but in a lot of instances, to Stone's point, you would allow for me to basically take you and just say, I'm representing this company. Here's what we're looking at, and then from that point forward, we go out to the market and we look at other options and we say, this is how a renewal stacks up here, and this is how it would stack up if you were to move, taking into account all costs, business interruption, putting in new IT and cable. And the whole nine yards.
Is there a reduced fee structure for just being able to say, hey, I'm working with Danny, like a drop name fee structure? you know, like the alarm company that doesn't actually put the alarm in, they just sell you the sign?
Yeah. So I think you're asking how much I cost. And that's a great question. And so to that I say, our fees are baked into the rates of what buildings are charging, like the one we're in, like the ones across the street, like every other commercial office building that you're thinking of, that you see a sign out front that says, lease me. And the way that works is this building, for example, they've hired an agent, and it's one of those full-service firms that represents both institutional owners as well as tenants as well. And that's the hired gun for this owner. And they are basically hired to provide information on the market and to track all deals that are out there and to try to lure as many opportunities into this building to make this asset valuable. And their interests are married to the owner, and what they earn is a fee for doing that. Utilizing a representative like me, the way that it works and the way that we're compensated is if I were to represent you into this building, I would share in on that fee that landlord's agent would otherwise keep entirely. And so what I always tell everybody is if you didn't like the way that I smell, you didn't like my haircut, you didn't like the weather outside when we met for coffee, that's fine. You don't need to hire me, but hire somebody, because it's a service that's baked into the rate of what you're already going to pay. And to not use it would be to really assume more work than you need to for yourself. But more than anything, it will cost you. Once we get into the terms of a deal, and once we really evaluate the premises of the proposal in those business terms, I have never had a deal thus far where I haven't ended up at a lower gross lease cost than where we started in that first proposal. And so it will save you money if it's somebody that you know you can trust. And unfortunately, there are a lot of lever pullers out there who who will just service it and get it done. But if it's somebody that really came with a great recommendation, and you know somebody that you've interviewed on Business Radio X, the chances are that it's somebody who cares, somebody who knows the market, somebody that you can trust.
Okay, but let me ask you about that. The whole sales and marketing thing for you, how does that work? Is your phone ringing, or do you have to get out there and sort of market every day and let people know what you're up to, or how does that piece work for your business?
Prospecting is a very real part of this business, and a lot of what it entails is just the more that you stay in the market, and what I mean by staying in the market is just track it, what companies are doing, and the more visible you are as a person, and the more opportunities you find your way into, like a lot of other professions, where once you start working, you find more work, it compounds that very way. But more than anything, what I do is I do cold call. I ask for opportunities, and whether it's through relationships that I already have or people that I've just met, in this business doing what I do, you try to find avenues to get in front of people with the idea, my idea, what we're effectively trying to do is help, bring valuable information, because like I said, if a company's in a building and they're leasing space, there is 110% chance that they could utilize something that Cressa has to offer. And so it's a slow process. It's a long sales cycle.
Yeah, it's not a transactional kind of thing. So I guess in my mind, I thought about commercial real estate as a very transactional business. But as I'm hearing you speak, it sounds much more like it has a very strong relationship foundation to it. You're not going to meet someone on a Monday and write business on a Friday in your world.
No, very rare. There are crazy stories, and this is the type of business where you can get lucky, but that opportunity that you just had, a 5-day turnaround is, I've never heard of it, but I would never say no.
But you're out there building relationships and
absolutely
educating and getting to know folks. And
yes, and the other part of what you're speaking to really is it is not just a transaction. We get paid on the transaction when a lease gets signed and when a company moves into a building, but there's so many questions on that front-end value that I spoke about, such as really figuring out, well, how much space do you need? You know, where do you need to be? What type of employees are you trying to attract? What type of employees are you trying to retain? How do you use your space? Because a certain size company could have enough people where if you did a quick calculation, you'd say, well, you must need 100,000 square feet of space. But if they're professional accountants and public CPAs, they're not in the office all the time. So how do you really evaluate how much you need? And that's where it becomes really being more of a consultant and being a true advisor to the transaction, as opposed to just saying, sign this deal, right? This lease is ready, let's go. And I mean, a lot of what we do too is just, it is educating. And one of my mentors in this company described what this was going to be like when I first got into it. And I do believe, and I do act as a consumer advocate largely, because the consulting piece and advising is 80% of where our value comes from. I mean, a lot of people can look at a survey and say, there's this building, there's that building, there's this building. And they can do the work, and I do this, and you can find out, well, what's available within a building? What's happening within a building? But truly, the ones that succeed and really provide the most value in this business are the ones that are trying to learn your company, and the ones that are trying to figure out what you need, and they're going through the six sigmas of asking why, and really drilling down to what are they looking for?
Now, for you, do you specialize in certain areas? Like you mentioned CPAs earlier, do you, or is anything go for clients for you?
I've helped a number of different types of companies in this business. I can identify a lot with accountants and CPA firms, and I've worked with a couple in the past. As far as verticals go, I'd say what I try to focus on is a very specific component of the lease. It's referred to as operating expenses, because that's an annual review. And so, whereas a lot of people just, you know, will just do the transaction and stay in touch, I try to integrate that full service of examining what your real estate's costing you every year, because that operating expense component fluctuates dramatically. And as far as areas go, this area that we're in right now, it's how I met Andy, how I heard about this show. North Fulton's a very large market, and it's growing rapidly, as I'm sure you guys here and everybody in Atlanta knows. I mean, when I got into this business, the most expensive, you know, place to occupy in this area, it would cost about $28, $29 a square foot. And right across the street at Avalon, building number 2 is going up, and they're asking over $40 a square foot.
Oh,
it's
wow.
just It is escalating so quickly up here. And, you know, what you read about commercial real estate is it's doing really good. People are doing well in it, but everything you read is written from a landlord's perspective. And so the companies in this area are a little bit at inherently a disadvantage, but like I said, with the right person, you know, with the right timing, you really can help yourself, and you serve yourself well by hiring the right advisor.
So now for you, you want to get them a year out at least.
At least, just to get an idea of...
But you can probably, at any point in their lease, you can look at their operating. You can get some data from them to start a relationship that really isn't a cost to the
Absolutely.
Firm, right? Just to get things going. You can look at their annual operating expenses,
so
get a feel for where they're at. So you can say, okay, you may not be ready yet, but in 3 years when this thing's over, the lease is over, in 2 years we'll talk to get you some leverage to see if you can negotiate it or maybe you want to move.
Exactly. And, you know, 80% of the time, tenants do things before their lease expires. Because rarely are companies static. Rarely do they just sit in the same size space for 4 years and then magically five's the magic number and they say, it's time to expand.
Right.
And so there's never a wrong time to start a conversation and to be somebody's guy in this business because, you know, so things can change at the drop of a hat. I've seen it happen so many times in this business, whether you've got 2 years remaining or whether you've got 5 years, if something needs to be done, you're not going to stall your business if you all of a sudden need to hire 10 or 15
right,
more
exactly.
people. That's your margin. So a lot can change, you know, beyond just what the lease term dictates. It's written in that document.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of your clients have a lease and then they're either going to stay or go somewhere else. Do you ever work with startups that, you know, maybe they're coming from a smaller space and it may be time to get their first real office on their own?
Absolutely. And I do believe that those companies are probably at the largest disadvantage when it comes to getting office space, because if it is their first time, God help them. I mean, they're jumping in the ocean without a life vest. And so it can be very cumbersome, or they could just make a bad decision and not know it.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they just walk up to a building, knock on the door, and the landlord says, hey, here's a good deal. They have no context. And they don't know what they're doing. And I think about those situations, and I do see them happen. And I just think that the business will suffer for that just because there's so much to choose from. I mean, in this market, there's so many different buildings. There's so many different price points. And there's so many different opportunities in those terms.
Right.
But a good story. I worked with a company 2 years ago that was based out of San Francisco. And this was a startup technology company. And their angel investors had said, you guys are doing really good. We're really happy with your progress, but you don't need to be here. You don't need to be in San Francisco. We don't need to pay for San Francisco
rates. Right.
Right. We don't need to pay for people who live in San Francisco.
They take that $40 square foot.
Oh, more than that. They take over $100
exactly.
a square foot. It's and so in that instance, there was that company relocating here. And for that reason, or for no other reason other than this is a... It's a really friendly place to do business. And that decision maker and that company, they'd never been in this market before. They had never shopped around. They didn't know what areas would benefit them. They didn't know what types of people they could recruit to grow their business. They didn't know what types of product there were. And so those are great relationships and great opportunities to be a part of, because that company, it started out as 2,500 square feet, and now they're growing into 7,000 square feet. But what that says is not really the opportunity for me. The company's growing, and they're growing well, and they got started off on the right foot. I'm not patting myself on the back and saying they're succeeding because they got the perfect lease. But they
if you connect those dots, that's on you.
They certainly help themselves. They certainly help themselves by right. using an advisor.
And then so startups are kind of an interesting area for you?
Absolutely, because they are some of the most persistent people that you'll meet for a lot of reasons you can imagine, and visionaries, right? I mean, it's a big risk to start a company, and everybody says they want to start a company, and then there's that very small percent that actually do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Andy Beans of the world that just take on this enormous risk and actually pound the pavement and get out there and do it. And they're extremely energetic, inspiring people to work with.
And for you, if somebody wants to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Call me or email me.
And should they know that they just know your phone number and email address, or do you want to share that?
Well, sure, sure. My office.
I don't know.
Phone.
Maybe it's common knowledge.
Just no, say, I mean, Danny. I thought everybody knew it, but I'll say it again. 404-446-1569 or D. Vandermaten, if you can spell it, God help you, at Cressa.com.
And Cressa.com, Cressa.com is the website for the firm?
Correct.
And they can connect with you on LinkedIn or all the social media channels, I'm sure.
LinkedIn is the best way. Best way.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Hey, thank you, Business Radio X. Appreciate it. And Andy Bean for the opportunity to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, stay with us. We're going to visit with Andy for a little bit.
I wouldn't miss that for the world.
We're going to leave your mic open because you may have a story or two to tell on him anyway.
Well, if you're giving me permission. And Andy's shaking his head. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Lee, you ready for the headliner?
I am.
All right. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast the Grand Poobah of Office Evolution. I don't. He's a pretty big wig in that outfit.
It wasn't evolving until he joined.
Right. And it was just Office. Now it's Office Evolution. Yeah. Mr. Andy Bean, also our host for today's festivities. Welcome to the show, man.
How's it going today?
Going well. Tell us a little bit, if you will, about Office Evolution, mission, purpose, and... what are you trying to do to help folks, man?
So Office Evolution is a shared workspace co-working company. It's a franchise located out of Boulder, Colorado. I'm the owner-operator of the Atlanta region here, and we have two locations currently, one here in Alpharetta that we're in right now across the street from Avalon, and then also one down in Dunwoody by Perimeter Mall. And what Office Evolution really tries to do is just give you an option for your real estate where you don't have to take 9 months to negotiate on the real estate, because not a lot of people have time to do that. So you can come to me and you can sign my agreement the exact same day that you walk in. So we just make real estate easy. And we also offer a lot of other business services that help our small business clients out.
And then is the typical business that kind of professional service, small business person that maybe is they're evolving from maybe their living room or kitchen table or a coffee shop to a kind of a real office where they get some privacy? And
yeah, that is our best member right there, just because, you know, they're just starting out. They have a lot of things that they need help with. So that's where we come in. We help them. We answer their phones. We provide front end service for them. We do shipping and receiving and mail receiving. So we just try to help our small business members any way we can, because they're in meetings. So then when they're in that meeting, their phone calls will route to our call center, because we know you're not going to leave a voicemail on for something that you're looking for. If it was your friend, yeah, you'll leave a voicemail. But if you're calling a CPA to get your taxes done, you're just going to go to the next guy on Google and call them instead.
Right. So now it's not for like Danny's folks, like the person that wants more space and wants to kind of lock in for a long time. Your person is, they're here. They like the fact that it's kind of either month to month or a year lease, right?
That's attractive to them. Yes. Just because, like to Danny's point, you never know what your business is going to do.
Right.
You never know if, you know, the economy could take a downturn and then all of a sudden you sign a 4,000 square foot lease that you're going to grow into. There goes all your profit that you were going to make because you're not going into that space anymore.
And then also some of the benefits are if you are traveling, then you can go to another Office Evolution in another market.
We are currently, I think yesterday, we are 58 open locations in 25 different states with 25 more under development. And we're projecting over 100 locations by the end of 2019.
Right. So this area is booming.
This area is booming.
Office Evolution is doing it in kind of their own unique way.
Yes. They're all locally owned and operated. So we're not, you know, a big corporation. We're just your local Joe from wherever you live. So all of them are locally owned.
And then because of that, I would imagine you get a higher level of service.
Yes.
Some of these kind of big mega companies, you know, they don't really care about
your statistic. Yeah, you're just a number to them. To me, you know, if one of my members is having a rough time, like one of my members just lost their job, just come in and work for free. We get it. You lose your job. You need somewhere to work still to find that other job. Come and work out of my space. We're here to help the community because we are part of the community.
And then what are some of the ways that you help the community here at Office Evolution?
Well, I actually just joined Relay for Life. I created a team, so that's one way I'm trying to help the community. But another way is just with our business services, just our services we offer half off your health insurance benefits through
health insurance. That's if you're a solopreneur, just doing it for that is probably
it's right
worth
there,
being
yeah.
a member.
Absolutely. I mean, I know alone with when it was just me and then Chris, my other employee, I have one more now, but once we switch from Humana to Trinet, the company I partner with, I save $500 a month, which is a lot of money.
Right, which is probably less than a membership.
Yeah, oh yeah. You can get a membership here for $79 a month. So,
so what's the genesis story for you? What were you doing before you started working with Office Evolution?
I was a construction worker, so I worked from 14 to 23 full-time as a construction worker. My best friend's dad was a real estate developer, so I just laid water and sewer main pipe for them, realized that I was a union laborer, decided that wasn't for me after about 10 years of doing it, went to college, got a degree, and then I had an internship my junior year of college down here in Georgia with Chubb Insurance Company. I ended up becoming friends with the guy who kind of runs the group. He said, Andy, I want to hire you when you graduate. And I said, all right, perfect. This way I don't have to apply for another job. So here I am in Georgia. And then I ended up making a couple other connections that helped me open up Office Evolution. So it's just my life's been meeting people, knowing people, and having those people help you.
And then for your clients, that kind of philosophy probably helps them because you're looking for ways to help them grow their business by all you're leveraging your network.
Absolutely. Just such as this radio show, because I want my members' business to be broadcasted just like anyone else's would. So this radio day gave them the opportunity to talk about their business and kind of broadcast it out to the public.
Right. And to help to get the word out about the good work that they're doing,
yeah.
which I'm sure that their existing place isn't doing. Or yeah. their coffee shop that they're at.
Absolutely not. And I mean, for $99 a month, you can use my shared workspace and you get a gym. You get free coffee, free soda, free snacks. I don't know how you get a better deal. And you can be on the radio. I don't know a better deal, but.
So what do you need more of right now? Do you have the Alpharetta and the Dunwoody location? You're looking for more members?
Yep, just looking for more members, more people that want either to take their business to the next level or they realize that a big real estate lease is not for them because, you know, they signed their lease probably when the iPhone wasn't out. Now the iPhone's out and the world of work changed a lot. So that's what I'm here for. We're in 2018 here at Office Evolution.
That's right.
Now, that said, though, do you know and work with people like Danny to kind of give him a heads up and connect them with people that are ready to make that transition?
One, I have not yet in my space had someone who outgrew our space. I mean, we're newer. We've only been over here now for 6 months. But yeah, once someone in my space, I'm excited to see that because that means their business is now onto
Absolutely.
The next stage of the game. And that's where I think, too, this isn't even a question you guys asked, but I think we're going to see more co-working companies that are going to be, you know, I'm smaller, like 80 to 150 square feet, 200 square feet, but we'll see more co-working companies that are like 2,000, 3,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So there's even another tier to the next level. And then after that, that's when you go get your traditional real estate lease. That's what I think. But
now, Danny, for you, do you ever get people that are like too small for you that you could refer back to Andy?
Absolutely.
He has.
In a lot of instances, I mean, I'll meet a company. And for whatever reason, right, wrong, or indifferent, let's say they've got 3,000 square feet and two or three people in there 50% of the time. I mean, those are the companies that, forget it. I won't earn much from it, but I'll just say, listen, let's kill that renewal. Let's kill a relocation. You don't need this. Look at this cost. Look at the flexibility that Andy just talked about.
And then when you're ready, then they go back to you.
Yes, ideally. And, you know, like Andy said, it just really depends on the company more than anything. If it's a small group of people that don't need more than, you know, 200 or 300 square feet of space, just, you know, for a certain amount of time, they're probably never going to be that long-term lease company.
Right.
Really just
but when you treat people that way consistently over and over again, it comes back to you tenfold, doesn't it? It may not be direct. It might not be their friend or their cousin, but it just works out when you approach the market and genuinely try to serve people like that, doesn't it?
Trust goes a long way. In life and in business. And so if you can legitimately look somebody in the eye and say, gosh, I want to make less money. You should do this. What better way to earn that?
Right.
So.
Well, no, they genuinely appreciate it. Andy appreciates it. If and when the opportunity presents itself, he's going to want to help you out. I mean, I think that's the way the universe is wired.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we met, really. Yeah. Was getting to know Office Evolution and what they do up here. And I think it's a phenomenal option. In the co-working space market. There's a lot of companies out there that do it a lot of different ways, but what they do here and the way that they treat their companies, I mean, I'm not just saying this because I'm sitting across from them, because I, I've got a long list of bad things I could tell you about him. I'm hanging out with him, but
yeah, that's next episode. We're gonna have the Andy Bean expose. Yeah.
We'll save that for next year.
Now you're not stopping at two. You're gonna open up some more here in this market, right?
Yep, we should have our third location open by July next year, and all five open by July of 2020.
Wow. That's a lot of radio days, Lee.
You guys keep up.
Yeah really.
Now, a membership doesn't necessarily mean an office. A membership could be a virtual thing where you pop in and out. A membership could be, I'm going to just rent the conference room. Membership means there's a lot of different
membership levels. So our first membership is just a business mailing address. And a lot of people are like, well, why do you need a business mailing address? Well, one, you don't want your home address and all your website, your marketing materials, all that kind of stuff. Two, if you want to get a Google My Business profile, you need a business address in a brick and mortar like my building. You can't get it with a PO box. You can't get it with a home address. So if you want to look like a real company, you're going to have to get a business address somewhere. And it can't be from a post office or a PO box because someone looks on a map and it goes, oh, their office is in a post office. I don't think they're
real.
Weird. Yeah. So mine looks like you work out of here. So I have, some clients that just have a mailbox and people think their office is right in here because they use my day office when they have meetings.
Right.
So.
And then if the conference room is pretty affordable too.
Yeah,
right?
We have flat price in our conference room. So if you want it hourly, the large conference room is $30 an hour for members, but only $120 for the full day. So I know that our rates on our conference rooms are a lot better than my competitors. I can guarantee that.
And the phone, I think maybe you mentioned this earlier in the conversation. If we have that type of package here and someone makes a phone call, it doesn't necessarily go to voicemail. It goes to a person.
That's what also makes us different here at Office Evolution. When you get an office with us, it's all inclusive. So what you get is a business address. You get our virtual receptionist, which is the call center that you're talking about. You get credits to the office. You get 24/7 access. You get 24/7 access to all locations nationwide. So it's how we price our plans. Sometimes up front, we're going to be cheaper than one of our competitors. They like to sneak in some charges that aren't real. But we'll be a little more expensive, but we're not going to nickel and dime you at the end of the day. You get everything for free. Coffee's free, soda's free, candy, snacks free, printing free. So we build the cost in.
Well, I would win on coffee and snacks alone. Yeah, the rest of it would be gravy. Yeah.
I mean, I would think if you're an American and you're throwing money away on a gym membership that you're not using, why not? I mean, like Andy said,
you get it here.
You get a free gym.
Yeah.
Get a gym and an office place to work out of.
And the insurance.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you wang-dangle that? That sounded like a really large cut in healthcare costs.
Oh, the insurance?
Yeah.
So the company's TriNet. Not me personally, but our corporate office, they partnered with TriNet. So
right.
When you become a member, then you get access. The only caveat is you can't just be a member and say, I want health insurance now from you. You got to use their payroll. So they're your payroll service. They're your HR service. They're your insurance, workers' comp. EPLI, they're also all inclusive basically for your HR needs.
Well, what I like about it, apparently Office Evolution is big enough to have those economies of scale that allow someone like me to tap into them, but they're not the almost arrogant or tone deaf 800 pound gorilla in the marketplace that doesn't really need my business. Right.
Absolutely.
It's the best of both worlds. It feels like.
No, I agree. I mean, I just think it's too a smart way for, just to franchise it, because you need that local footprint a lot of time to hit the Chamber of Commerce to get the small business owners of the area. So that's the way that we do it at Office Evolution, is obviously you live in the area that you open the business centers up.
And Office Evolution has Chris Groover, who just treated us like royalty. The
yeah.
That we pulled
Chris
up
Groover's awesome.
No one else has Chris Groover. Is that true?
Yeah.
She doesn't work for any of the competitors.
She's exclusive.
No.
She's exclusive to Office Evolution.
Yeah, exclusive to Office
Evolution. I'm here to tell you she absolutely rocks.
No, she's awesome. She is awesome.
So if somebody wants to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can either call me, and I'll actually give you my phone number because most people don't know it. It's 770-687-5563. And then my email address is andy@officeevolution.com.
And that's officeevolution.com if you wanted to just see where you're at and all the locations.
Yep, absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, Andy, thank you so much for sponsoring this. Thank you so much for having us here today. And we look forward to all of the members we're going to get to interview.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Paint, and we will see you all next time on Office Evolution Radio.